Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
Hiya, Mr. Castillo.
I'm good. How you doing?
Are you winning, bro?
Yeah. Killing it.
All White Party is very, very soon, which is exactly why you brought this very special guest here today.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Are you getting stressed out at all for this All White Party this
He's
weekend?
He's too busy taking pictures right now.
Yeah, I'm a bit stressed.
So just before we get into this, we got a recap on last time on No Less Than a Bar when Les was here and Prince shared a very interesting story.
Yes, Prince has many interesting stories.
I'm not sure if you've heard this story though, AK. Take a listen to this.
Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
So I took this acid thing and I tried to make it to my house, and when I got to my house, like I was alone and I was freaking out, so I had to take a bath
because
I was trying to get food. I was hungry. I had the munchies and I took out this macaroni in the fridge, and it was a lot of snakes. It's like 10,000 snakes on the plate.
No.
So I was having a bad day. So then, you know what happened? So what I did was,
that's crazy.
So first of all, I was like running around the corner in my house, and there was like this little frog that was just in the corner of the house, and it looked like a massive bullfrog, like attacking me. So I was freaking out. I closed the door. I put like cold water in the bath, and I sat in there, and I was just thinking about my life and all these things that I'm doing wrong, and I was just tripping, and I was seeing the devil and dragons. And guess who called me all the way from America? Les.
And how did that conversation go?
It was crazy. I was like screaming.
He's like, Les, what the hell? It's like, no way.
I'm like, no way, dude. I'm tripping. When you come back home, I'll cry. Wow.
That's a pretty crazy story.
Friends with this guy, though.
Yeah, I've never heard that particular story, but there are some very colorful and interesting stories that Prince has to tell.
Yeah, what don't we know about Prince yet before he dishes the dirt on you?
Are we dirt dishing or are we like edifying, like, oh, Prince is a great guy, or what are we doing? Anyway, I've known Prince for a while. Prince has, besides being a good friend, he's always, helped me out in terms of, he's very good, he's got a good business acumen. He's, very ambitious. Apart from, it involves being my friend, whenever, I need business advice or, someone to bounce ideas off of, Prince, is always ready to add his 2 cents, and he knows a lot about a lot of things.
Prince, tell me about this AKA guy.
Well, I had to have him on the show because he completes, part of my life and all my friends that I've had on the show. But Keenan is a very people don't understand a lot about Keenan.
I could say the same for you.
On the front of things, he's very. He looks like I was very egotistical and very, like, hard to deal with and everything else. But, you'll be surprised. He's first of all, he's very intelligent. I think out of all the rappers in South Africa, I'm not being choosy. He's probably the smartest. It's evident in the lyrics. If you dissect his music, he's very clever. Let's put that in. He's very ambitious, second of all. And to some point, he has a very humble side to him. You can really count on Keenan. A lot of people say you can't, but I can tell you right now, you can count on Forbes anytime. And he has a vision, and he connects the dots in terms of where he wants to go. And he's always trying to achieve bigger heights than what is the norm, what we're used to. He wants to break those grounds. And that's why I fuck with this nigga, because he's an amazing part of my life. He's a brother, and it's just like I said about Les when we had on the show. People don't even know how many people he looks after and takes care of as a person in terms of looking after people's lives, bettering other people's lives. So it was only right that I have him on the show so people can see a different side to all the music and all the crap stuff. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk about you understanding him as a business person and as an intellect, because he's clever.
Visionary is a really big word, but it fits, right? Do you feel like you are that? Is that
sure? Visionary is that's big shoes to fill, but I would like to think so. I would like to think that when you talk about a visionary, you talk about somebody who has a plan, but not only just had a plan, but also executed that plan, had the vision to execute that plan. So I do feel in many ways I set out to do certain things that I've accomplished, but with vision and dreams, as you get older and as the situation changes, your dreams also have to change. So I definitely say my outlook and my vision are completely different from when I, you know, released my first album, which was at 5 years ago. I've got different aspirations now. But yeah, in a nutshell, visionary, genius is a bit better.
They're both cool words. Yeah, they're both
Yeah, 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 yeah. He's a genius. He's a genius.
Evil genius. Yes. I like evil genius.
Yeah.
I want to bring it to kind of social messaging for a second, because Prince was speaking about there's a lot more in the music than just, you know, if you really dissect the lyrics, there's a bit of a social impact. And it seems like you are pretty socially conscious and you are very proudly South African. I mean, every performance has the flag on the mic. What kind of change do you want to make in the country? What's the ideal answer if we go up to someone in the street and we say, AKA is this guy that's making social change? What's the perfect answer to that question?
Well, for me, I would like to think that you know, as a musician already, you know, music is a spiritual thing. You see, it's not something that
it's Prince's trip.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's something that, you know, when you're in a studio, when you're on a stage, you go through it might sound a bit weird and a bit mystical, but that's the truth. Music is a spiritual experience. So for me, I already feel like I'm bringing, you know, I bring happiness to people. I make people happy. If people have problems, they can turn on my music and they can make themselves feel better. That's the power of music. You see, you can come to the show and you can feel for that 30 minutes whatever might be going on in your life, whatever's going on that stage, you know, that is changing your life. But to further that, you know, answer that question in a more tangible way, I'd like to say that I want to create opportunities for people. I've already created opportunities, you know, for people around me. You know, I have this guy who basically was playing keys in church for the longest time, and now he travels everywhere with me. He's my musical director, and because he had skills and skills that I needed, you know, we were able to, you know, give him an opportunity, and now, you know, he's going to go on to do bigger and better things, whether it's musicians or graphics designers or directors, producers, whatever the case may be. I think that is my way. Maybe one day I'll start like a foundation or something, but, you know, not really right now. That for me is the best way to help people and to, you know, give back socially, I guess.
No, I mean, this is the interesting thing. I mean, I don't know you massively at all, just what I see in the media and that. But Teebs is here every single week going through his tweets, which very often feature sort of you and the FaceTime conversations. And what's interesting when we get into that relationship is that it's exactly the same as what it was years ago as what it is today. It's kind of like you've come up with everybody at the same time. It's been a growth of a group, not just a growth of an individual, which seems dope. I don't know if that's true. It feels like it's true.
Well, you know, I keep nobody around me doesn't have any. I don't have friends. It's weird. I don't have friends who I don't work with.
Yeah.
I don't have like regular casual friends. Mm-hmm. Every person that is my friend is adding to my life or to my business. You see, I don't see the point of like, what are we going to do? I mean, go to the movies? No, I don't have friends like that.
No,
you
know?
So I'm very much
true story.
Yeah, I'm very much about people with skills. Every friend of mine has a skill and we help each other, and in terms of, you know, coming up together, you know, people change, situations change, but for me, I think one thing that never should change is just, you know, just respect and consideration between people.
Castinho, so I'm going to ask you a question and you're going to tell me how you think AKA is going to answer, and then he's going to answer. So if hypothetically AKA was in a relationship with creativity, how do you think that relationship would work out? How would you describe the relationship?
Well, you're going to have to ask me another question because I can clearly see what's happening. Hit after hit after hit, that's creativity. That's your man, right?
That's the answer.
That's something that might have come out of my mouth, you know? Actually.
So, you see, that's powerful.
So, I think you're going to have to find something because
okay, let me
ain't
think.
Nobody at the top right
now. What's his favorite, what's his favorite food?
Favorite food?
The Grand.
Yeah, the Grand.
The Grand has all the food that we need.
Yeah.
Well, this is the Thursday night thing that we discussed, right? Where everyone meets on a Thursday night, like down the road here.
Yeah.
The biggest misconception about him. I mean, you've alluded to it before, but if we had to encapsulate it.
Misconception, like I said, the biggest misconception about everybody is understanding that Keenan is not spoon fed. everything about Keenan comes from Keenan. The creative mind, the work, the art, the hustle, the performances, the putting, the work ethic itself completely comes from him. A lot of people think that...
Is he a slave driver? Like, will he make the musical director
he's
work?
He's an absolute slave driver. He's a Jewish Hollywood musician. He's
a Jewish Hollywood musician.
Let me tell you, if he was a director, he would be Steven Spielberg or Michael Bay, because those are the most people, those are the hardest people to work with in Hollywood. That's Keenan for me. Everybody who's part of Keenan's team has got work ethic. They've got time, they've got precision, and if you don't cut it, he gives it to you. Do you understand? He's like a modern day Kanye West. You know what I'm saying? If anything else. And for me, he's all about structure, coordination. That's why if you notice, he does things differently. He stands out. You know, and it's things like that that people don't really take notice to. And they think like it's things that have always been there. But they haven't been there. It's things that he created, he came up with. No one else in the back burner is spoon-feeding Keenan, is saying to Keenan, listen, for this week, I want you to do this. For this song, I want you to drop this. He naturally knows how to plan his next hit, how to plan what he's going to come out to in the next year. That's what he does. He calls me and he says to me, listen, 2016, I'm different. This is what I'm doing. I'm going big. Matter of fact, I spoke to him like an hour before, 2 hours before, and he was telling me, this year is different. There's certain things I don't want to do anymore. And only a big artist in America would think like that.
But you have
the conversation
to think like
we
that.
Had. Not someone who's down here. Everyone's quite comfortable. Keenan doesn't like being comfortable what the country has to offer. He wants to break those rules and take it to the next level. And that's what people don't understand. They don't see that. They just see a guy who's rapping, who's ego, who's on stage, looking pretty. He doesn't give a shit about everybody else. But it's like there's more to that. The guy is a genius. The guy is crazy. He's out of this world. He's a freaking alien.
It's a good answer, bro.
Freaking alien.
It's a good answer.
Alien. Yeah.
It's a good answer. What a bromance. My word.
Yeah,
jeez.
He's laying it on thick, though.
If we had to find out what bromance goals are, I guess this would be kind of...
Yeah,
this is in that lane.
I wouldn't call it a bromance, but yeah.
It's a bit of a, yeah. So All White Party, that's very exciting. Last year you were on the roof spraying champagne.
The year before that as well, I popped my champagne roof cherry the year before that. And then last year I did that. And then this year, you know, the same, more of the same, the All White. I mean, you know, obviously shout out to Elias and to Prince and the whole team. Shout out to Big L and the boys and Mom Dukes who allowed her house to be, you know,
like finished
and you know, every year. And you know, the All Whites is just one of the things you know, in the calendar where, you know, it's an institution. The All Whites is the All White. I mean, it's I don't know, there was a I saw a sharp increase of All Whites this last December, though. I definitely think there was a lot of All White parties this December.
Yeah, and I want to say a lot of things, like going back to the All White, like people in this country don't give recognition. You know, I can honestly say to you, when we started this party, literally there was no All White party. I don't care who says what, because we Googled it and the only one that was there was in Miami. And we took the idea. You understand? And for all those years, there's been so many All White parties that don't live to the standard, and people don't understand the creativity that came behind that.
Yeah.
And the way we were thinking. They've just taken the wave and a kind of like rode with it. And just anybody's throwing an All White party now, just for the sake of it. You know,
I think it's worth mentioning, like, you know, leading on for what he said, you know, before, you know, we were all really close friends. You know, I know the story of how, you know, it started. And, you know, the All White among, you know, the family is known as the pool party. They just call it the pool party. Oh, next week we gotta have the pool party. But the pool party is the friggin' All White.
Yeah.
And now it has a waiting list and a whole situation, and everybody wants to come to it.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be really, really big. You got Prince, you can wrap up the interview. If you feel like I've left anything out, go for it. You can wrap it up. I'm just on standby to press buttons.
Hey, look, I still got to get to learn how to ask questions, huh?
Yeah, man. Throw it at me, man. Let me
okay,
go.
Okay, so what are your plans for this year, and what are you going to do differently from what you did last year in terms of building your empire?
Well, you know, I've always said that, you know, in conversations with you, that this year is more about the business than anything else. Of course, you know, the music is important, and, you know, I'm a creative person and I'll pour my whole heart and soul into making sure that this album is another classic and blah, blah, blah. But for me, I just want to revolutionize the model of, you know, what a South African, you know, I don't like the word Well, not I don't like the word hip hop, but I'd like to be known as a pop artist. I want to be a pop artist. Like I want to be the king of pop, like Michael Jackson.
Yeah, totally.
Anyway, so you know, for me this year we've built very strong links on the continent. It's about you know, building on those building blocks that we laid last year. The song, you know, the music is getting major rotation in the UK. Obviously, I've just been named as one of BBC, you know, the BBC's international acts to watch for 2016.
Which is amazing.
You know, Drake was on that list a couple years ago. Tory Lanez is on the list with me, which is a big thing
and
for
Tory Lanez out there with Drake.
Exactly, which is a big thing for me. So it's about tying up all those loose ends this year in terms of the business, just, you know, getting a stronger team around me, you know. I have many, many ideas. I've got talented people who do videos. I want to increase my online presence. I don't want to ramble too much. I might give away the whole game plan, you know, but it's centered around my album and touring and, you know, landing big deals this year. I want to close, you know, medium to long term, you know, brand endorsements this year.
You want to be
2 years,
yeah,
3 years,
wanna go as a big brand.
Or maybe 5 years or whatever the case may be. And I think I still have a lot of work to do in that department. I also believe that having a daughter last year, my whole energy is different now.
It's different.
I don't care about bullshit as much.
Yeah.
Bullshit just slides off me now.
Yeah.
And I understand what comes with the territory.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's great.
What a rock star. Prince, that's a good question, bro.
That was
a good question.
Epic question, huh?
That's very
I
well
think
done.
You covered everything, huh?
Yeah,
you.
But you know what? Some people, you ask their artists, and some people will be like, Oh man, I just want to do bigger and better things. You're like drawing
like
blood from a stone.
You got a document on your computer there probably with everything that you want to do.
Yeah, I do. I actually sent the mail last night to somebody.
Yeah, well, it's also in you because, you know, and this is why we have this show, Nothing Less Than a Bar, because we kind of want to have see and understand what your business aspects are about.
Yeah,
you know, we want to see what your plan is, what your 2020 plan is. Everybody needs to have that plan, you know.
Preach.
And also having you hands on, that's what will inspire people. Mm. You know, because most of the time, you know, when you see his music videos and you see Keenan winning awards, you see a company behind him, but you don't understand that actually when you spend time with him, because I get the privilege of being his friend, I'm with him. I don't see the company. I see him putting everything together, and it's different. I mean, if you look at people like Beyonce, Jay-Z, who have like 12 assistants, you know, eight guys, you know, Keenan, everybody who's around him is pretty much playing a part in the music, the band, the creativity, and the person who's running that train is him. You really see that, you know.
It's like being a leader. You're
you know
a leader.
First, I'll give you a perfect example. A lot of rappers walk into the studio to come to Cliff Central, and they're still upcoming artists, and they'll come in here with a manager, a producer. He's gotten to the level where he can actually just drive you on his own and handle himself. That's a man who handles his own business. And it's like having your own a card in your pocket. You know what I'm saying? You know the PIN number, you know how much you're going to draw. Why else would you want advice to say, okay, I'm going to take $1,000? No, you can't. That means he's in control of his life. There's no one behind him. There's no manager here. There's no little assistant, you know. And that's what people should understand and should ask questions about, more of the business side.
Yeah.
And how did you get there? How did you make it there? What was the push? It wasn't because someone came with R1 million and said, yo, we're gonna give you $1 million. He never got $1 million for studio time. Everything that he put in was himself because he did the craft. So that's why I wanted him to be on the show, so you can make people understand that factor of him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's why it leads up to Super Mega. That's what it's about, you know, being the best at your game.
Yeah.
And you are. Completely.
Yeah, we got a lot of interesting things to happen this year. You know, one of the things I left out was, you know, merchandising. You know, we've released a whole range of electronic speakers, headphones.
Yeah, that's kind
of
great.
You know, with
the rocket Rocker stuff. That's dope.
Yeah, that thing is that's in stores. It's doing very well. I'm gonna, you know, get more into merchandising this year. I need to take a trip to China or whatever I need to do. But I'm the type of person that will do whatever it takes to, you know, get the idea from my head into my hands. You know, so, you know, I just think this is also a great platform for any, you know, aspiring musician who's listening out there. You know, the best tips that I can give them is you have to dream, right? But if you just dream and you never do, you'll always be a dreamer.
Yeah.
Somebody told me that on MasterChef.
Bow.
I was watching Australian MasterChef.
Yeah.
And they had they had the chef in, and he said, that. I said, oh, that's a good, I should say that. So.
Yeah.
Power.
That's great.
So dope. This has been really, really cool. A really dope insight as well. Prince,
Thank you. You
tell us about it. We could have just had you tell us about this guy. It's impressive. But I like that. I think that's really important to note that, you know, you're focused on a business side of things.
Yeah.
And it's true. You've been on the show twice now, and you always just rock up on your own. And I do. I see people with like 5 Twitter followers, and they rock up with like 50 people.
Yeah.
So there's something to be said about that.
That has also worked in my advantage, you know, being a bit of a lone wolf. I'm not saying I do things all by myself.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't get the point of – I've never understood entourages. I've never understood it. I've never – the only entourages I understand are entourages where everybody has a job.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't, you know, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, that for me, that's really worked in my favor and helped me to move quicker and do the things that I want to do. So shout out to the whole team. Thank you very much for having me, guys. I actually got to go to, let me do a little shameless plug quickly.
Yeah, go for it.
I got to go to band rehearsals right now. We are doing a concert. Is what we're calling it. It's myself, Kulichana, K.O., Younger, L.E.S., Dream Team, DJ Dimples, DJ Fanatic, DJ Milkshake, Twins on Decks. Well, basically what we're doing is we're shutting down the courtyard outside Harem and Kong, and we're doing like a big mini concert for the fans. It's going to be great production value. Yeah. It's going to be a great time. I'll do some music from the first album, and that's how we're going to warm up. And then the next day, obviously, it's all white. Yeah. So
we're going to have one crazy week. I can't wait. Everybody get out there, please. Yes, Rose Bank, it's where it's at.
Yeah. We would say you could get tickets to the all white, but that's like a...
I think it's going to probably... Do you think it'll ever get to that point, Prince?
Like a
Pop Bottles type situation where like you gotta go to CompuTicket.
I don't think it's for everybody. We're not for everybody. You know, not everybody can walk into an event and have a free bottle of Ciroc. That's just not allowed.
Well, Big L did say last time it's not for Gugu and it's not for.
Oh my God!
Big L. It was Big L.
It was Big L. Was that what Big L said?
Yeah, he named all the Jewish girls. He was. They said mention all the girls that are coming.
You see what you guys have created.
No. I wasn't.
And now Big L, you see, is a monster. Thanks so much,
guys.
It was a pleasure. Nice one.
Peace. Nick Hellman on CliffCentral.com.